Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back for another episode of the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sambe. This is just us girls today, so it's just you and me, and Sambe will join us for Thursday's episode. But it's just us girls. We like to keep it between you and me, all the girly chats, and it's kind of becoming a theme that it's life lessons. It's what I'm learning as I go. And especially, I think it's because I'm loving therapy at the minute that I'm kind of learning a lot from that and then want to share it with you. So this is kind of going to be a part two to last week's episode where I absolutely spilled all my guts. It was such a ramble, but it was just a very honest ramble about how I've been feeling about my body image and my relationship with my body, how I kind of thought I had it down and I really don't, and it's something I'll always be working on and I want to get better at it. But what I wanted to get into was kind of like the root of it, where it comes from, and what I, through therapy, I'm like healing my inner child. So that's what I want to talk about today, because I've been finding it very helpful. It's very useful. It's good for the soul. I feel like I don't have much to catch you up on. Sam sipping his coffee.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay, darling. He loves to little sniffles and sips while he's there, just so we know, just so you know he's there. So it's never really just as gross. He just likes his energy to be in the room. It's okay. I love you. You just play your game over there, darling. Yeah, love you. You showing me the phone. But yeah, I don't think I've a catch up. We had a nice chill weekend since I was last speaking to you. Well, actually, I was recording literally the other day, so I feel like that's why I don't really have much to catch up on. And then I feel like the next time I'm recording, I'll have more to catch up on, because I'm actually going to Paris again. I'm obsessed with Paris. I'm going to Paris just for tonight, but I'm going to be kind of like a little solo trip for a day, basically. And then it's with Dyson, who I love. But I'm kind of excited to do like a 24-hour, I might vlog it and do like a 24-hour in Paris vlog, and just bring you with me of just being alone. I kind of, like, I miss Sam so much when I travel if I'm on my own, but I do love a solo travel. I couldn't do it for too long, but I do love a few days of like doing my own thing, exploring somewhere. I don't really get nervous on my own. Maybe I should be a little bit more nervous, because Sam's always like, be safe, be safe, be safe. And I'm like, I'm fine. My problem is I probably think I'm a little bit indestructible. So that's, yeah, Paris is kind of scary as I say that. But anyway, I love Paris. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. But other than that, things have been pretty chill. We are very much in our prep for Australia. Australia is happening very soon. We're going very soon. So Pilates Princess, I've joined a gym. That's going well. That's going good, girls. As I spoke to you in my motivation episode, consistency is key and holding yourself accountable is key. And that's been going well. So if you've missed those last episodes, make sure to catch up. But today we're going to talk about healing our inner child. Not that I obviously I'm not a professional, we know this, but I'm really just sharing with you how I'm doing it. It's something I didn't realize I needed to do. So that's where we're going. Before we even begin, Naked Fashion, as always, I love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. And make sure to check the description below for a discount or code or the most recent sales, because it's always changing. So I want to keep you most up to date while you're listening. So check in the description, and the description will be up to date, and there will be a link there for you so you can shop Naked, my favorite clothes ever. And I'm so excited for spring. It really feels like spring now. It's been really sunny today. I know it's still February, but it's really starting to feel like springtime, and I just can't wait. I love winter. We know I love winter. I love being all wrapped up cozy and warm, but I do kind of miss the spring fashion. I think it's kind of easier to dress in spring, so make sure to have a look at Naked for your spring wardrobe. I am constantly online shopping, but I've just done a really fun order on Naked. I just want color in my life again. I want pink, I want blue. We love red, we'll keep red. I want colors. Okay, so have a look at Naked Fashion. I love you, Naked. Thank you so much. So I guess, girls, where we begin. So this is lessons from my childhood, healing my inner child. So I think where to begin is I didn't really think I had to heal my inner child. I didn't really think I had to heal from anything in my childhood or in my past. I kind of thought I had like a textbook really happy childhood, which I did. And I'm very lucky to say that. So I'm very aware of that. Like But I think I was so hung up on the textbook had a good a childhood that then I wasn't really allowing myself to believe that anything was wrong. I just felt like that was me being really ungrateful if I was to think anything was wrong. Because when I first started on Instagram online, the biggest two comments that I always got, and you just have to laugh, because I'm not gonna deny the first, like, yeah, okay, the first one I always get is I'm so posh. Everyone's like, you're so posh. I obviously have a posh accent. I know that. It's something I can't change, okay? I have to live with it. It's just who I am, okay? And I'm not going to change it. And if I did try to change it, then it would all be like, you're fake. Da-da-da-da. You don't speak like that. So, yes, I'm often told I sound really posh. And then when I first started online, a lot of the comment was daddy's money, daddy's money, daddy's money. And I always say, thank you, because what you're telling me is I am a rich man. In the wise words of Cher, so thank you. I'll always take it as a compliment, because obviously it's not true. So you're giving me a compliment there, because yes, I am a rich man. If you think it's daddy's money, but in my upbringing, yes, okay, you could absolutely say that. It absolutely does apply, and I'm just saying that really honestly. I feel mortified saying it, but it is true. I had a really nice upbringing, and I was very lucky in that sense. And I was the youngest of five, and all my siblings, we had the best fun. My mom gave us like such a gorgeous time, experiences, everything. And yeah, so that's just, I'm just being very honest there. Again, I have to be quite careful about what I say here. But yeah, so textbook, yes, I had a very privileged childhood, and I'm very aware of that. So then when I was in therapy, and she was kind of trying to, my therapist was kind of trying to like talk about my childhood and stuff, I just felt wrong ever being like this or that or this or that, because I'm so aware of how lucky I was growing up. So with that being said, therapy actually made me realize that there was some things that like weren't right for me as a child, and they kind of fucked me up. And that's life. Like, you know, I love my mom to the world. Like, she's my best friend, but she did not fuck me up. But I think just life in general, your parents can fuck you up just by accident. They don't mean to. I think we always have to give grace to our parents, because it's their first life too. It's their first time living life too. And they don't know what they're doing. You know, when me and Sam have kids, I won't have a fucking clue what I'm doing. Sam won't have a clue what he's doing. But we're going to have to try our best and just try not fuck up our kids. That's kind of the goal in life when I'm a parent, is just not to fuck them up. But unfortunately, life happens, shit happens. And yeah, a few things definitely are like things from my childhood I've realized as an adult, oh my God, they kind of fucked me up, and they're still with me today. So obviously the big one, we've talked about this before, is my body image. Big, big, big problem. No, I shouldn't say that. I don't like speaking negatively, like saying it's a big problem, but a big, big Roman Empire in my life is my relationship with my body. And it has been since the age of 10. I've shared this story before. It was just like one incident that really triggered it all. Was I was told I had a big belly by like someone in my family, and it was just like traumatizing, and all my siblings remember it. We all laugh at it now, but it just wasn't, it wasn't in a playful way. It wasn't in a nice way. It was in a really shameful, embarrassing, I want the ground to swallow me. You know, age 10, you're not supposed to be aware of your body. Age 10, you are supposed to feel so free and safe and comfortable. And unfortunately, I didn't anymore. And I know that that has happened to so many of us, because when I first shared that story, and I've always been really open about it, so many of you replied. It was on Instagram, I would have shared it. And I got so many replies like, oh my God, like the exact same thing happened to me. Like even younger than 10, like it's, you know, such horrible things. And I'm so aware that even there's horrendous things that happen to children that is not, that doesn't even compare. But what I'm saying is that did just trigger a very young Sophie to hate her body and be really aware of her body when she shouldn't have been. And unfortunately, that happens to a lot of us. It happens to boys too. We unfortunately are forced to become aware of something that we shouldn't be at that age, or ever, you know, society fucks it up too. But anyway, you know, I could go on forever. So that was the beginning of that. And like, so since that time, and I only remembered that moment a few years ago, kind of like in a healing process, I remembered that moment. I think I was kind of just digging deep, and like I knew since like the age of, well, okay, I knew my whole life I've not liked my body. But then, as I've kind of said, like my first rock bottom was like family split and breakup. And I then went on a big reflection, self-love journey, and was like, oh, I hate my body. Why do I hate my body? Like, where does this come from? And I actually did a meditation by Marissa Peer. I'm obsessed with her. Maybe I'll link it below. I must find it because I haven't done it in years. But I remember I just bawled. I bawled and bawled and bawled crying after that meditation. And that's kind of the point of it, because it brings up crazy stuff it did for me anyway, that meditation brought up crazy stuff from my past, and that was one of them. And like, it was kind of something I'd just forgotten about it. And then when I remembered it, it was like, whoa, like, oh my God, that it made everything make sense. Like, of course, that's where it all began. Like, I remembered it like it was yesterday once I remembered it. And then I texted my sister Lucy. I was like, Lucy, do you remember that? And she's like, yeah, I remember that. She's like, you wouldn't get out of the pool then. Like, we couldn't get you out of the pool. Oh, you have to laugh. But I'll link that below. But I didn't realize that that was such a big thing until I was kind of going through a healing journey. It's also like the TikTok analogy that I was saying at the end of my last Just As Girls. When you are going on a healing journey and when you're filling your cup with fresh, clean, healthy water, at the bottom is these ping pong balls of trauma and hurt and betrayal and all these things, your self-doubt, whatever, and they all start to rise to the top. So you're really starting to feel them. They're really like prevalent in your life right now, and they're really present. And then eventually, while still filling your cup with like really healthy, clean, good manifestations and affirmations, you eventually, like, the ping pongs fall out of the cup, and that's your like childhood trauma kind of gone from your life. I don't think you ever get rid of it, but there's a way of dealing with it and healing from it. So I grew up my whole fucking life telling myself anytime I looked in the mirror, it was mainly my tummy, because that was the comment that was made. It was about my tummy. So like, I'd look in the mirror. I actually wouldn't, for actually the longest time, I used to not touch my tummy. And then when I first got a boyfriend, I was like, ooh, I was terrified of him touching my tummy. I actually think I just didn't. Well, no, I definitely know I didn't let him. Like, I was just like, don't touch my tummy. When I was younger, I used to be like, Jesus, like, when I'm pregnant, what am I going to do? Because I hate people touching my tummy. I've worked on that big time. I now will make sure I touch my tummy and tell my tummy I love her, because that's how you heal from it. But I think a lot of people will relate to that there might be a part of you that you just actually ignore. Like, I chose to ignore for the longest time. I used to think as a kid I could cut it off with a pair of scissors. Like, this kind of stuff, like, it was and is my Roman Empire. Well, I don't mean my tummy now, I just mean body image in general. But my whole upbringing, I was just so focused on this tummy that had been told whatever it was told, and it just never left me, and it's still within me, and I'm always working on it. And that's what I was saying last episode. I was just, I'm so exhausted by still caring so much. And will I ever not care? Will I ever get to a point of not caring? I actually want to, this is probably really embarrassing, but I'm going to read it to you. I went to a live podcast with Sol de Janeiro, and it was amazing. And they did a live podcast. It was the Open House podcast, and my therapy girl, follow her on TikTok, I'm obsessed with her. And we did an activity sheet. I'm only going to read out one section, but this was a section that I ticked every single box, and you tick the box if you relate to it. So this one section was, you actually don't know what the title or like what the section is, but then you tick it all out, and then they're like, okay, so that section was, I could tell by ticking the boxes, this section is obviously about your relationship with your body image, and you either tick the box or X the box. So you tick it if you agree with it. I ticked every single one, and I'm actually going to read them out to you. This is very honest and very revealing, and it's just true, and it's fucking sad, because when you hear them, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Anyway, I can really get upset or in a bad mood if I feel out of shape. Big, big tick. My mood heavily relies on how I look or how I perceive my physical appearance or body. Big tick. I constantly compare myself to others. Now, I wouldn't tick myself there, because I did say that in the last episode. I don't compare myself and let other people's beauty make me feel bad about myself. I'm very much like, you're stunning. We're all stunning. Like, I've worked, like, younger me definitely would have looked at someone beautiful and been like, fuck me, they're so beautiful, I'm so hideous. But now I'm able to be like, I can admire someone's beauty and admire my own. But the next part, especially regarding my physical attributes, like my body and my face, like, I absolutely compare my body to online. We all do, I think. Like, we're all seeing beautiful bodies and beautiful faces online all the time, and like, that's no matter what they look like, you are comparing yourself to someone's body and face, or personality or anything. The comparison in life right now is insane because of online. The amount of people you are exposed to just flicking through your For You page and stuff like that. I just don't think humans are built for this, but we're doing it anyway. Anyway, that was a big tick. I find myself working out for other people rather than my own mental or physical health. I did tick it because I felt like I was lying if I said, no, that's not true, it's just for me, it's my mental health and physical health. No, like, I secretly want to look bomb. Like, I want others to be like, God, you look bomb. So yeah, that's a big tick. Like, you have to be honest with yourself for these things. And the last one, this one made me really sad because it's so true. I believe that how attractive or worthy I am is based on how I look. And that's what I want to dig in on. That was a big, big tick. And okay, so now what I want to talk just on that one, I want to base on that one. That's what I spoke about in therapy, speak about, plural. I'm always talking to my therapist about it. And what I realized was I grew up believing if I'm not beautiful, if I'm not skinny, if I don't look good, I'm not enough. And that, unfortunately, was just like engraved in my brain from a very young age. No one literally said that to me, but it was the environment that I grew up in. It was someone always commenting on bodies, women's bodies. It was someone always commenting on appearances. So as a child, you absorb that. And so no one had to say to me, your worth is based on your body. No one said that to me. But everything I internalized was, okay, that person's being judged on their appearance. That person's being judged on their appearance. That person is being either praised or shit on for their appearance. So yeah, okay, my worth is obviously based on my appearance. And little Sophie really genuinely as an adult grew up to believe that, and it was only in therapy that I realized, oh, like, that's actually what I've believed my whole life. I didn't even realize I believed it, but I do, because I'm so used to thinking that way. I didn't realize I was actually doing it. Does that make sense? And it's the same with, like, I've actually programmed my brain to think of to believe that I hate my body, because I've told myself that, like, every day for, like, a huge amount of my life and my time. Sorry, I'm rambling. So the first thing being body image, and just that's my one example of my lessons from my childhood, is you grow up believing what you are surrounded by, or what you hear, what you absorb. As a child, you absorb everything. You are a literal sponge. You absorb from the people you think you trust the most. You absorb from the people you think are your safe people. You absorb from your people mostly, and what you're surrounded by every single day. And unfortunately, little Sophie absorbed everything and anything that was to do with body image and weight and being skinny, not being skinny, everything head to toe. It was just, and I don't mean it was about me. I'm not saying these comments were ever, like, I don't mean it was constantly about me, just in general. And like my whole upbringing, my mom was always like, you look amazing, you look beautiful. Like, my mom's my biggest hype woman. But at such a young age, my brain had already wired itself to believe that I have a big belly and my size makes me worthy or not. And even, no matter how many times my mom could tell me I look beautiful in something, or, you know, you're stunning. Like, my mom is the biggest hype woman, and she thinks I'm stunning. Like, I can actually say that. My mom thinks I'm stunning. Like, that's how she makes me feel. But I think too much damage was done at too early of an age. So then even in school and everything, it was just constantly looking at everyone else's bodies. And it was such a dysmorphic, like, way of seeing things too, because I went, of course, we all do this as well. I look back on photos and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, I thought I was this, that, and the other at that age or that time in my life. And then when you look back, you're like, oh my God, like, how did I even think those things? But unfortunately, you do. Sometimes it's kind of like that TikTok that's like, I swear to God, last week I was so pretty, I'm not pretty anymore. Like, you think such drastic, dramatic thoughts about your appearance mainly, that like you don't feel pretty one day. So you're like, I'm not pretty anymore. I'm not pretty anymore. I've lost it. I've lost my touch. I'm old. I'm gray. I've lost it. It's all gone. It's all vanished. And it's not gone anywhere. It's just your perspective of yourself. It's even last week I was ranting to you about how fed up I am about my body image. And then today I went to Pilates, and then I actually went to the gym after Pilates. I would never do that, but I was kind of like, let's do this. I was full of energy. I just wanted to, you know, get more out of me. And I felt great. I felt great. And I was like, what were you ranting about last week? I feel great. So it is such a reminder as well that it is up and down. Like, and especially for me, like, one week in therapy, I could be talking about it, and the next week, She's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm great. I'm great. I was like, that, who was that talking to you last week? I don't know who that was. She's crazy. Like, it is up and down. And then the second thing that I've learned about my little inner child. And so, okay, before actually I go into my next thing, because it's kind of like involved in like my healing process. So how I'm healing my inner child, the first thing is learning all these things about yourself. You really have to dig deep and allow yourself to feel the shit. And it's really hard to reflect on your childhood. It might be very traumatizing. It might be very difficult. That's why I will link that meditation, because it really helped me. It kind of began it for me. But what my therapist taught me is... Oh my God, every time I say my therapist, I think my therapist goes to me. Shout out, I love that podcast. But anyway, what my therapist did teach me is I have to bring little Sophie everywhere I go. So if I'm in the car, little Sophie's in the car. Little Sophie's at the podcast here right now. Little Sophie was at the BAFTAs. I just kind of forgot she was there. So that's why, like, I forgot she was there. So I wasn't being nice to myself. But when I remember that little Sophie's there, it's kind of like putting a photo of childhood you on your bathroom mirror. You'll be very sweet. You'll be very kind to her. You'll give her a smile. You tell her you love her. And so either do the photo, or I have a really cute photo of me and my mom in my dressing room. And like, it's the cutest photo. Oh God, this actually makes me emotional. It's the cutest. Oh my God, sorry. I didn't think I was going to get upset. Sam's looking at me. It's the cutest photo because that photo is little me when I didn't know body image existed. And I'm really happy. And I'm in my mom's arms. And I remember the day. And it's really cute. Sorry. And I'm wearing a really cute pink dress. Maybe I'll post it. But pick, Sam's looking at me, pick a photo where you remember that you were happy and nothing toxic had gotten into you yet. Sorry, I didn't think I was going to cry. I always cry when I talk about little Sophie though. I do it in therapy all the time. Anyway, sorry. So have little you in the car and bring her with you and look after her. Oh my God, it's making me so emotional. Sorry. Oh, I need to take a breath. Oh, no, I'm going to cry the next part too, because what I learned in bringing Sophie with me, little Sophie, and like looking at the photo, is younger me always felt really unsafe. And again, that like doesn't make sense to me, because like my mom was the best in the world and like was and is my best friend, but I just always felt really unsafe. I was just like a really anxious child. So what my therapist made me realize about the BAFTAs, for example, was I was feeling, you know, in my head about how I looked and in my head about everything, about like, you know, I'm just an influencer, I'm not an actor, like, you know, who am I? I wasn't feeling safe. I was forgetting to remind myself that I'm safe. And that is something I never thought I would say. Like, I never would have thought that like that kind of anxiety from my childhood is still with me, but it so is. I just never realized it, and I just used to be so nervous, like, but I was bubbly and like loud and outgoing, but I was nervous at this, like, in, I'd have my moments of like I couldn't go to school. I'd be so scared leaving my mum. I'd be in the sick bay trying to pretend to be sick. I actually will never forget this. I once chewed up my sandwich and spat it in the toilet and then went and got a prefect. And I was like, I got sick. And she's like, you just spat your sandwich in the toilet. I remember it so well because it was so embarrassing. But I would always try to pretend to be sick because I just wanted my mum to come and get me. And it was just like such separation anxiety. But what my therapist made me realize, it was I just always felt unsafe. Like there was just something in me that just always felt unsafe. So when I'm like feeling really nervous or like anxious or like really in my head, or my shoulders are like up to my ears, it's me having to remind myself, you're safe. Like, Sophie, you're safe. Little Sophie is safe. And having your little you around you will also make you very aware of what you say to yourself. It's hard to even remember to have little you with you. Sometimes I forget to put her in the car. I forget to put her seatbelt on. But when you do bring her around with you, you are so much, you're so aware of what you say to yourself, because it's like you're saying it to her. Or it's like, I often think when I'm a mother, I'll be so much nicer to myself, I hope, because I would imagine it being said to my daughter or my son. I don't know. So I think having your, like, I've seen a TikTok that it was like having a child like healed me, because it made me like realize what I was saying to little me. So it's hard to remember to bring her sometimes, but when you do have her with you and you remember that she's there, you are so much more gentle and careful what you say to yourself, because you'd never tell little you the things that you tell yourself now. You'd never call her names, you'd never put her down, you'd never judge her, you'd never give her shit, you'd never, you know, give her you'd cut her slack. You'd tell her, it's okay, don't worry, tomorrow's going to be better. But we never do that for ourselves. So that's why having little you with you where you can, where you remember, and having a little photo of you, it will make you be much nicer to yourself and you'll speak with a lot more kindness. And it's hard to remember all the time. Like, you know, I haven't been great at it recently, but it was my most recent therapy session that I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, if I just imagined that at the BAFTAs, like if I just imagined having her with me there and holding her hand, just be like, this is so fun. Like, look what we've done. Like, this is so fun. You know, if I could just do more of that, I think I could enjoy things a lot more without getting into my head. Oh, girls, I felt like a therapy session in itself. Wow. Okay, girlies, I'm going to let you go and we're going to move on to Sambe. I love you so much. And I think the message to take away from this is stop being so hard on yourself. If you're going to listen to that from anyone, please listen to it from me, because I need to do it too. We all need to practice it. We're so hard on ourselves and we can be so mean to ourselves. We never cut ourselves slack. We never give ourselves a break. We never treat ourselves with pure love and kindness all the time. And yes, it's very hard to do it all the time. It's not human nature to do it all the time, but we just have to make such an effort to do it a lot more. When you're kinder to yourself, you're kinder to other people. And when you're kinder to other people, you are kinder to yourself. It is such a what goes around comes back around kind of world. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is the boy on the Chiefs. So just remember that. So it all starts with you. And it's just so important to bring little you, little inner child you, with you everywhere you go, and you can remember and be good to her or him, because they need that. They need the person. When you look at your inner child, think, who do they need? And they need you. They need adult you to be so kind to them. So girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. I'm not sorry for getting upset. I love getting emotional with you, but I'm sorry if it was a bit of a downer, but that's what we're here for. It's just truth and honesty. Okay, girlies, I love you so much. I'll catch you next week, and I'll catch you this Thursday with Sambe Naked Fashion. Thank you so much. I'll leave in the description below the link and any sales or discounts that are on at the moment, because I love them so much. And start shopping your spring fashion. I'm so excited to be in springtime. I love you, girlies. See you next week. Love you. Bye.